Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're continuing our route through John in chapter 19, verses 7 through 16 in the ICB, the International Children's Bible, and this is what it says. The Jews answered, "We have a law that says he should die because he said he is the Son of God." When Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid. He went back inside the palace and asked Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus did not answer him. Pilate said, "You refuse to speak to me? Don't you know that I have the power to set you free and power to have you killed on a cross?" Jesus answered, "The only power you have over me is the power given to you by God. The man who gave me to you is guilty of a greater sin." After this, Pilate tried to let Jesus go free, but the Jews cried out, "Anyone who makes himself king is against Caesar. If you let this man go free, you are not Caesar's friend." Pilate heard what the Jews were saying, so he brought Jesus out to the place called the Stone Pavement. In the Jewish language, the name is Gabbatha. Pilate sat down on the judge's seat there. It was about 6 o'clock in the morning on preparation day of Passover week. Pilate said to the Jews, "Here is your king." They shouted, "Take him away, take him away, kill him on a cross." Pilate asked them, "Do you want me to kill your king on a cross?" The leading priests answered, "The only king we have is Caesar." So Pilate gave Jesus to them to be killed on a cross. Mind if I pray for you? Wow, I'm just so stunned by this interaction between the crowd and Pilate and Jesus and Pilate. And the blasphemy that is uttered by the leading priests is stunning to me, Lord. They were to have no other God except you. They were to have fidelity only for you. In fact, their big reason for wanting a Messiah was to get out from underneath Rome's grip. And they did everything they could to subvert that. And they did not like being under the oppression of Rome. And they were constantly looking for that political deliverer. But they did not understand that Jesus didn't fit their plans. They didn't understand that Jesus was the deliverer of a domain of darkness, taking them from that domain of darkness into a new kingdom, an upside down kingdom that they could not understand. So when they said, "Lord," when they said, "The only king we have is Caesar," I am stunned to silence, because they, in that moment, not only were putting to death God, the very one who would save them, but they were making their allegiance with a king on earth. Lord, that is so heartbreaking and so sad. And I think about what I prayed yesterday about jealousy, but I also see pride in there. And Lord, in light of that, I pray that you would help us to discern the deepness and the harshness of pride and jealousy and what it does to our hearts. Forgive us for allowing those to have a foothold, for even thinking that our way is the only way of thinking. I know that the pathway to you, God, is through Jesus Christ, and that road is narrow. So of course, that's not what I'm talking about here. But being locked in a mindset that that maligns you and aligns ourselves with governments of this world seems so difficult. And Lord, help us to realize that no government is nirvana. No government can do everything correct. No government can save us, no matter what form it takes. And so, Lord, forgive me for thinking that if only the right person were in office, or if only this would happen, or if only that would happen in our nation or around the world, then everything would be okay. Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Our help does not come from the strength of a man or the strength of a horse. Our help comes from you, Lord. And so we proclaim that today. Forgive us for looking elsewhere for deliverance. And we don't want to fall in the same trap as these Jewish leaders. We declare right now that you are our deliverer. You are our savior. You are the one who walked before. You are the one who battled the enemy on our behalf. You are the one who conquered sin and death and the grave. You are the one who rose again. You are the one we bow down before. You are the one we utterly worship. Lord, we don't want to be consumed by frivolous things or silly, petty jealousies, we want to be consumed by you. So today we reorient our hearts and our minds toward you, and we worship you with everything inside. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels that you can support the podcast at. This helps get us into the hands of many people around the world, and I'm still very curious about how I can do better. I feel like I haven't done enough to get this into other people's hands. So if you have any ideas about that, send an email my way at mary@marydemuth.com. Hope you have a great day.